consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey, so I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm. And now let's get to our continued quest for loving failing. Why on earth should you love failing? Most people who are awesome at something, who are great at arguing, who are really quick and witty, who seem to always have the upper hand in a discussion, even people like me who seem to be good at consulting, they've one thing in common. They started to fail at this earlier than you. All I'm good at, I have learned by failing at something. And in the beginning, it didn't work, and I failed, and I learned. And so the real competitive advantage in life is starting to fail very early on. And it's never too late to start failing. You can always start now. And 5 years down the road, you will look back and you will feel like, oh my God, it was so good that I started this process. It was so good that I tried this out, because then I discovered this and I became better at that. And it's really our own vanity that currently keeps us from wanting to fail. It's our own mind that tells us, oh, failing is bad. And if I fail, it means something about me. You know, the problem is that we attribute a meaning to things. Things and circumstances inherently have no meaning. It's only the meaning we attribute to these things. It's like this topic of when people complain about their childhood and what happened in their childhood, and that's why they're now having problems. The truth is, as harsh as this sounds to some people, because they say, look, I've had a horrible childhood. The truth is, nothing that happened matters. The only thing that impacts your life today is the belief you formed about the world and about you back in the time. So that's a smart saying that says it's never too late to have a good childhood. You can always redefine what things meant and thereby stop having the problems today that came from the beliefs back in the days. Because, two people who have identical childhoods have very different experiences of this and very different struggles in life. So it's really only what we take away from this. And that gets me back to the point of failing. Our problem is really that we define failure as meaning something bad about us, or reaffirming our imperfection or whatever. If you define failing as just the next step on the way, you will up your performance massively. Yeah, you are great and you are amazing for being you, and you can love yourself despite any shortcomings. You're an absolutely lovable person. So start failing, try things, and figure out that it means nothing to you. And most failures really even don't have that much of an impact on your life. Good. Go out, be great, be amazing, dare to fail. That will change your life.